Welcome back. It's been a while since I've done one of these, which I'm sure you've noticed, and I am very sorry. I've been kind of distracted, and if anybody actually still listens to this podcast, then, well, I am here, and I am going to keep doing this. But I'm also sorry about the big day people thing, because my channel didn't end up, that channel didn't end up working out. So I made a new channel. It's all caps, the gaming egg with the bald dad from Cloudy and a Chance of Meatballs. Like him with no hair on his face screaming. Because in my opinion, he looks kind of like an egg in that clip. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about, well, actually, the first thing we're going to be talking about is, tomorrow, if you watch this by tomorrow, I'm going to be streaming me playing The Forest, which, personally, my two favorite games, are definitely Fallout 4 and The Forest, because The Forest has the best storyline and so many plot twists I've ever had in a game, and so much lore. I mean, Fallout 4 is lore, but it's just really such a good game. And you probably already noticed that I like Fallout 4, considering before the podcast was solely about Fallout 4. But now it's the contemplating cast, because I didn't just want to talk about Fallout 4, because there are so many other games and animes and shows and books and stuff that I really like. And I just want to talk about all of them, but sadly, I don't have time. I don't know if we'll be able to get through every single one of my interests, but we'll try to get through some of them before I die. Anyway, so this episode is going to be about probably my favorite villain to ever be, which is the Batman Who Laughs. If you don't know who the Batman Who Laughs is, he's basically one of the evil counterparts to Batman. It's like Joker and the Batman. Never mind, I'm not going to say that. That's really weird. But Joker and the Batman put together, and Batman got interdimensional teleportation powers, sort of like, I haven't even finished this movie, so I don't really know her name. They probably already mentioned it, but the girl who can teleport through the multiverse in Multiverse of Madness. I haven't even finished that movie, like I said, though, so I don't know any of the names, but it's like her, and he has Robin, except multiple Robins, and they're like cannibal Robins, and he has them on chain leashes, which is kind of weird. Like, if you look up the Batman Who Laughs, in some of the first photos, it shows him with his Earth 22 Robins, or Rabid Robins. And he basically brings those around, but in the comic series of the Batman Who Laughs, in his first appearance, he doesn't have them, and in a few of his appearances, he doesn't have them. I haven't finished those. I'm almost finished with that series, so he may bring them up in it, but he hasn't yet, so. And basically, in the series, he is trying to infect all of Gotham City with the Joker toxin to make them, like, less powerful, like, zombie Joker-esque people. And to spread this toxin, he needs to get rid of an emergency protocol in Wayne Tower, which he does easily, with the help of, I forgot his name, damn it. Anyway, I think, is it the Darkest Knight, the one who has guns? I'll look it up and see if I can figure it out, but we're just gonna call him, the Batman with a Glock, even though I'm probably not gonna be talking about him a lot. Anyway. So, the Batman who laughs, one of his defining characteristics is that he's very good at planning. And I've looked up some of these, like, these fandoms of where it's two, like, just Marvel villains versus DC villains fighting each other. And in most of them, because the Batman who laughs is very powerful wins. One of them, though... Okay. So, there's probably people in my audience who really like... Who don't really like, but like the Scarlet Witch and think that that person... That the Scarlet Witch is probably one of the most powerful things. And some people in, some people in, like, the, like, Reddit of, Wanda Maximoff and the Batman Who Laughs fighting, disagree, which I have my reasons of how frickin', the Batman Who Laughs can defeat Wanda, is because if the Batman Who Laughs, like, if he is a master planner, he could probably, if he could study her moves and, like, know of her power, but, hypothetically, if he can teleport through, like, time and space and dimensions, could he go into a different dimension and then go back into that dimension in a different spot so he could, like, sneak attack her? Sort of like in Destiny 2, like the blank thing, for the void magic, like sort of like that. Could he do that? Because if he could, and like Wanda couldn't hit him, because even if she tried to like attack him, he could literally go across the world within like a second if he had this ability. And also, in the comic series, they show that the visor can... Oh my god, I am so stupid. I can't remember, but I know the visor has something special about it, because Bruce Wayne uses it to defeat the Batman Who Laughs, and I think it showed what happens if the Batman Who Laughs would win. And if he had that, he could probably see what made her win, and how he could beat her. Ugh. And another thing that could probably help him is if he has rabid robins, he could use those as distractions. It's like in Skyrim, if you, like, I don't know, summon in, like, a flame Atronach, for example. If you don't know what Skyrim is, I highly recommend playing it, but if you just summon, like, a flame Atronach or a familiar to distract, like, a big enemy, you can get a lot of hits off, like, really fast. And in Wanda Maximoff doesn't seem to have really good reflexes. She just seems to know how to explode stuff. And personally, she's really overrated, in my opinion. Like, don't get me wrong, she's powerful. Like, her sole purpose was to destroy the world. But I can name many other villains that could defeat her. For instance, Thanos. She lifting up Thanos, but with his army and his ship, he could defeat her. And also, the only reason he didn't, like, completely demolish her then is because he didn't have the Infinity Stones with him. If he had that, he could get out of that grip and turn her into, I don't know, a statue with the Reality Stone. Or turn her into dust with the Power Stone. Or suck out her soul with the Soul Stone. Or something with the Tesseract. I don't know. And this is something that I've been wondering for a while. Can Null defeat her? Because if Null is susceptible to fire, and Wanda's, like, energy laser things count as fire? I mean, it should be, like, really hot, right? I'm not sure. But if it doesn't count, he could, like, if he can beat Galactus, like, he hasn't fought Galactus, but he pretty much could if he used his micro sword on Galactus. His micro sword could absolutely obliterate the Scarlet Witch. with, like, a few hits. The only thing that I would see that might be a problem is if he brought his symbiote army and Wanda used her abilities to make it turn against him. But couldn't he call off his army? Because if he called upon his army, couldn't he call them off, right? I don't know how this... I'm sorry, I don't know how this went from the Batman Who Laughs to this. But anyway, I'll talk about that more in later episodes. Anyway, continuing on the Batman Who Laughs is... The Batman Who Laughs, his IQ level is apparently really high. So if he... This is just another example. He beat Perpetua and a few other really powerful villains. So... If Thanos didn't have the Infinity Gauntlet, could the Batman Who Laughs beat Thanos? And can he beat him when he has the Infinity Gauntlet? I need to look into that, because now I really want to know, because if, hypothetically, like, I can't stress that enough, because they never say this, but if he can, like, walk through dimensions and come back in a different spot... Would Thanos even be able to hit him? Or could he, like, affect the different dimensions with the Reality Stone? I don't know. Anyways, this episode's getting pretty long. Well, long as, like, 12 minutes is. But anyway, I'm glad to be doing this again. And remember to check out my channel, The Gaming Egg. All caps, by the way. And I'm gonna be doing a stream tomorrow, so I never really had an outro for this, except see you next time. So, see you next time on the Contemplating Cast. Hope you enjoyed.